Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Here, kicking off the third hour of the show. Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We were just talking about Patreon, which is one of the bigger, not fundraising platform, but subscription platforms that's out there. And by the way, in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And nobody. You were rightfully criticizing GoFundMe, a.k.a. GoFraudMe, as you pointed out earlier. But really,
those bums.
Patreon isn't that much better than GoFundMe. They have taken accounts down for political reasons in the past, and you know we don't expect to last forever there. But we are there for now.
There is a self-hosted platform. Now, you still have to obviously connect to a credit card account.
Yeah.
It's called LibrePay, and there might be something better out there, too. But basically, it allows you to have subscribers.
Yeah.
And you then basically you're
doing your own billing.
Yeah, you're doing your own basically charging those cards.
We had that for we didn't have LibrePay per se, but we had our own system that we spent way too much money building 15 years ago.
This is a free software system that doesn't rely on some custom code, so it's way easier to maintain.
And that may be something worth looking at again in the future. But again, the problem is always when it comes to credit cards.
Absolutely,
the problem is always you got to go through some bank somewhere, and there's just no way around. That.
I mean, the benefit, though, of using...
Have you considered Square? Because they're pretty good.
None of them are good.
The main potential benefit of having your own solution, and I don't know if LibrePay does or doesn't support like multiple like companies for credit cards, but one of the main benefits would, in theory, be you could pick if one credit card or one merchant service provider shut you down, you could just switch to a different provider.
With the same software.
Right, and your subscriptions stay up working.
Sure.
Whereas if you are on Patreon and they shut you down, now you got to ask all your patrons,
yeah,
I guess,
to
resubscribe, and they may not see their email, and you know, whatever, right?
Yeah.
So that's one of the benefits of like self-hosting or doing stuff yourself.
No doubt,
free software tools.
No doubt. Like I said, we self-hosted for many, many years, and just everything blew up all at once. Essentially, the website stopped working. Essentially, and the service provider stops providing service, so everything died all at the same time, and I was just of the mindset of, all right, well, I'm not going to pay thousands of more dollars just to try to fix this system.
And this is something that you probably don't want to try and figure out, you know,
when the pressure's on,
everything is, you know, stop working on you. You want to do it, hopefully, before that happens, so that you don't end up in those type of situations. But, this is one of these things where...
That's what the Boy Scouts say. Be prepared.
I run a business, right? I understand that. I'm a busy person. I get it. You know, it's like, it's one of these things where it's hard to, you know, do everything yourself. It's so easy to just go and sign up for something. And, unfortunately it doesn't always work out, you know, optimally in that.
Yeah. Well, that's the problem is people take the easy way out of things and then they end up getting data mined and controlled and manipulated, for political reasons.
Yep.
And that's where we found ourselves with these big tech platforms today.
And it's interesting, too, because Free Talk Live is actually pretty good. Like, I mean, there's all sorts of, decentralization and self-hosting and federation that Free Talk Live has migrated to over the years.
Even before it was cool, we did some of it.
It didn't take an FBI to raid for that to happen.
Right.
So I think their Free Talk Live has done an amazing job.
Yeah, well, hopefully we've encouraged some other folks to look at some of these other options as well. But that said, it is good to hear that even centralized platforms are considering adding cryptocurrency. I mean, they should be applauded
when
they get something right. And it sounds like they might get this right. You're saying about one out of three patrons or Patreon subscribers or patron creators, I guess they call them, one out of three of them are open to the idea or willing to accept cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's interesting. I don't actually know if they're actually considering it, but I think
one
based
out of
on
three
the numbers,
of your customers says they want something, right, then they're going to seriously consider it.
You would think.
Unless, of course, it causes an uproar amongst another.
Right, and this is politics for you, though. Yeah. If there's more people who are against it than for it, it may not be, you know, worth the cost.
Well, yeah, and that's the real problem here is, and we encountered this in Keene, New Hampshire, where we live, and we've brought a bunch of local business owners on to accept cryptocurrency. There was a local place that was one of the earliest to accept Bitcoin. Years ago, they were taking Bitcoin for, it was like a little...
Like the bookstore, wasn't it?
No. It's now located in a bookstore, but it's vegan...
I can't think of the name, though.
Vegetarian or vegan, like, food truck. Kind of a weird thing, but it's Keene's kind of a hippie town or whatever, like a lefty town, so you would expect to find something like that. And
what are we doing here?
And they were open enough... well, we're kind of hippies. Nobody, I don't know if you've noticed that.
But not the lefty kind.
No, like the cool kind, the libertarian kind.
Yeah, definitely hippies. Definitely libertarian hippie. It's the first time I've heard that word, but definitely libertarian hippie describes you well.
You never heard Ayn Rand say that? And watch out for all those libertarian
hippies. I'm not super up on the Ayn Rand, but yeah, I am aware of her.
So this
she wasn't super up on us either.
Nah. So this food truck was taking Bitcoin early on, before even, I think Bitcoin Cash even existed. So this would have been 2015, 2016. And then what happened was they did well enough in their business that they were going to move into an actual physical location in downtown Keene. Of course, I'm like, all right, great. We'll have a place where we can have another crypto meetup or whatever. I was very excited about it and talking to the business owners. Yep. And talking to the business owners about accepting Bitcoin, you know, moving to the new location with Bitcoin. And they told me they were not going to accept Bitcoin, or somehow the word had gotten to me that they weren't going to accept
it. They were accepting it there in that new
location. At the food truck.
No, even at the when it was in the bookstore, but they stopped.
You're right. They did it very
shortly thereafter.
That's true.
Yeah.
They stopped right afterwards, after one of the Stop Free Keeners started working for them as a chef in the kitchen, and they claimed that they had customers complain about the fact that they accepted Bitcoin. Now, this is long before, this is just to clarify, this is long before this whole Bitcoin's going to kill the environment thing came out. That wasn't even a thing at all.
The funny thing about this is still at a time in which you had to explain to people what Bitcoin was. That's
sure.
The funny part of this.
Yeah.
So it's like most people wouldn't have even known what it was unless you explained it to them.
But there were enough people.
Especially the Stop Three Keener types, because
yeah,
they
for
were
sure.
not the sharpest knives in the drawer.
No, but they know they hated us, those people hate.
And we were the ones using
the activists, and they know that we are the ones promoting Bitcoin, and so they came to these business owners, and they said, we're going to protest your business, we're going to boycott it if you continue to accept Bitcoin. And despite the fact that they'd made God knows how much money on...
If I was running a business and they promised to boycott me, I would be so happy.
Yeah, well, I get that you would have, but these people were afraid, and the pressure worked, and it broke them, and they stopped taking Bitcoin.
This is a situation where if I had a customer tell me what to do with my business, I'd be like, goodbye.
Take a walk.
take a walk. Like
But you've got an international business.
And don't let
it's
the door
true.
Hit you
it's
where
true.
The good
and
Lord puts you.
I don't have that. Even if, like, there was a massive publicity against Think Penguin, it wouldn't affect me the way it would probably, like, maybe a local shop.
Yeah.
Just because most people who come to Think Penguin, either they're good customers and it's not going to bother them, or, you know, they're new customers that haven't heard about the negative publicity anyway.
Right.
You know, it's not like we're not like a McDonald's. We're not, you know, like a local business where everybody already, you know, knows, you know, it's just not going to happen. But I still think the local business still probably,
it would have been all right.
It would have been fine. Yeah. It would have such an insignificant.
But people get so afraid
impact
on a local level. They don't want to be the center of controversy. Business owners didn't get into business to be a leader in, you know, payment acceptance.
And this is absolutely true.
Know?
Yeah.
And they just want to make their customers.
Most of them do want to get paid.
Sure, but they want to make their customers happy, and if they perceive that even a few regular customers are going to be mad about something, they're going to shy away from it, and that's ultimately what happened here. It was an early example of what we're seeing now with Wikipedia and Mozilla Firefox, for instance, these companies that are now changing their minds. They were taking Bitcoin, and now they're making a public to do about the fact that they're no longer going to accept Bitcoin because XYZ. Somebody's mad about it.
I find this to be
it's so,
so
political.
I find it to be so hypocritical too. Just you know,
it's so dumb. It's so you're cutting your nose off to spite your face. You're pissing off one set of customers.
And these are supposedly pro freedom, you know, outlets too, and they're doing this anti freedom thing. Really,
it's sad.
Well, and bankers are good at manipulating people.
They are.
Yeah, that's true, too. There's more coming up here. 603-283-6160. You can join us. This is...
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yeah.
us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
The phones are open. You can bring up anything that you want. You can join us online as well over at freetalklive.com. And we've got a lot of features there on the site. Don't forget, you can subscribe to our RSS feeds, which are also known as podcasts. And that allows you to easily receive every episode of the show automatically in whatever your favorite podcast client might be. If you want to get the links to those RSS feeds, you just go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find them there. There's the full shows, there's the digest only, and then there's the everything feed that you can go and get, whichever one you want, over at feeds.freetalklive.com. We've been talking a little bit about cryptocurrency here, specifically Patreon, maybe looking. They're apparently looking at taking crypto for donations, and I say more power to them. I'm not a huge fan of their business practices per se, but we are on that site, and if you want to sign up for our Patreon, you can go to amps.freetalklive.com, and you can use your PayPal or your credit card or debit card there. But if they go to Bitcoin, then good for them. I hope that they don't see a whole bunch of backlash from, because what we were just talking about is how political Bitcoin has become, that it's just a damn payment method, but people, some people really hate it.
It's, in a way
that credit cards don't get hate, but they deserve it if they don't get it.
There's very powerful.
Credit cards don't mean freedom.
Very powerful people, and they are manipulating, you know, I think probably a lot of people on the left. And
on the right.
And they're successful. They've been successful at it.
Left is getting the publicity, the whole, ooh, bad for the environment. But we hear from the people that believe that that Bitcoin was created by the CIA. And that gets, like, the right-wing conspiracy theorists going. And they hate that.
So. Yeah, I mean,
they loved the CIA.
They've got the... Each side is a conspiracy theory, right? Like the conspiracy theory of environmental destruction and the conspiracy theory of it was the government who created Bitcoin. It's all BS.
Here's the thing to remember, people. Government does fund a lot of this kind of stuff, right? The thing is, not everything that gets funded by government is necessarily being developed by people who are working for the government. Often they don't even know that they're being funded by the government. So it may not necessarily
be... You're not convincing me.
I know.
I don't think it's the direction you want to go.
What I'm trying to say is, yes, government does a lot of bad stuff, but sometimes they need the same things that you need.
Mm.
And for example,
like Tor,
and the CIA needs, you know, a way to launder their own money. So, you know, for their own, you know, black projects and things like that. So,
well, that's one of the main reasons they can't get rid of the dollar.
Yeah, anyway.
You mean the physical dollar.
Yeah, they need cash so they can, you know, because they need to do the payoffs and the rip-offs and the things nobody saw.
Right, need to be able to put a briefcase of cash on somebody's desk. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, they're not going to go after themselves, is what it comes down to. So they need sort of Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies to exist, but at the same time, they want to selectively go after people who they don't like. They're political enemies.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things they've been going after, to some extent, is the government gang in El Salvador that we've been paying attention to over most of the last year. It came out almost a year ago. It was during the summer of 2021.
Doesn't El Salvador mean the savior?
Could be. That sounds right, but I'm not sure. They were going to accept Bitcoin, or they were going to legalize Bitcoin as legal tender in the country that previously their legal tender was the U.S. dollar. And now they have two legal tenders, the dollar and Bitcoin. And that started back in September. So it's now been more than 6 months, most of a year almost, that they've been doing this. The experiment continues there, and we've had our critiques here on Free Talk Live, the main critique being that the El Salvadoran
authoritarians.
Yes, and so the El Salvadoran government gang has been essentially, technically, they've mandated the acceptance of Bitcoin, and of course, as libertarians, we think that's the wrong way to go about it. If you're going to be a government and you're going to give some sort of status to Bitcoin, just go ahead and give it legal tender status without mandates.
It's like passing a law that everybody has to smoke weed. It takes all the fun out of it.
Exactly. And so not only did they take the fun out of it in that way, but they've also bombed big time by trying to create their own government wallet. And of course, we all know what government websites are like. We know how just got off.
Governments made good stuff. We wouldn't have made Bitcoin in the first place.
Right. So what happens when you put a government in charge of a Bitcoin wallet? You get a disaster. Now, to their credit, they didn't program it. They had a private company do the programming, but it's still a government
project.
Yeah, that's
what they said about the Obamacare web site. It didn't help.
Right. It's still a government project. It still doesn't have the same incentives that a private company would have to make customers happy and that sort of thing. And so there's a follow-up here from restofworld.org that they've written about the Chivo wallet, which is the name of the government official Bitcoin wallet there in El Salvador. They're looking at, okay, well, here we are, most of a year into this experiment. How's it going? According to the story, the launch of their national Bitcoin wallet, referred to as Chivo, which is slang for cool in El Salvador, has been a flop, with the majority of users already having ditched the wallet, according to a paper that was published last month by economists.
Well, the people have good judgment down there.
Indeed. At the National Bureau of Economic Research, the study is among the first in-depth non-governmental efforts to quantify the success of the country's national cryptocurrency push. A study by the nonprofit based in Cambridge, Massachusetts, surveyed 1,800 households in cities and rural areas where Chivo may have had minor unexpected success is actually in banking the unbanked. For those that aren't aware, the people of El Salvador are highly unbanked. I think it's something like 70% of the population, the supermajority of them, they've never had a bank account. They don't care about having a bank account. They're fine being cash only, right? So this has actually helped those people get what is the equivalent of a bank account without actually having a bank account, because the Chivo wallet has two sides. The Chivo wallet has the Bitcoin side, and then it has the U.S. dollar side. So what's turning out is that the people who are still using the wallet, those who haven't uninstalled it and completely forgotten about it, of those who are still using the wallet, a bulk of those are using it simply to hold and transfer the U.S. dollar.
Well, if you want to get off that tit, Cash App will do the same thing for you.
That's a good point. I presume it's available in El Salvador, but maybe it's not, in which case this might be an option. Let's see. Some respondents told researchers they do use the app as a debit card for dollars, with 20% of Chivo users saying they now spend less cash as a result. Of course, that's bad because it actually gives the government more control over your money. They literally have control over your money. It's a centralized system.
I have to wonder. I think there's two sides to look at this. One, if it increased adoption of cryptocurrency even a little bit, that still may be useful.
And it probably did.
Right. And that's one of the things. Most of the time when new technologies come out, people don't all just jump on board. They might try it. A lot of people might try it out.
Right.
But they're not all going to jump on board. They might try it out. Some percentage will take up on it. That's what you call early adopters. And then over time, more people will jump back on board once it's had time to develop.
Yeah. And I'll see if I can find, because this article doesn't focus on it. This article just focuses on the failure aspect of it. But it'll be interesting to see how many people are sticking with it. I'll see if I can dig
it. They might have switched to other crypto wallets, too. So
they'd actually touch on that coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160, like an actual wallet that works.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some major retailers are limiting the sale of baby formula amid ongoing shortages. A rep for CVS saying they're only allowing customers to buy 3 baby formula products per purchase in stores and online. Walgreens issuing a similar limitation at its stores to improve inventory. Other reports show Target and Walmart are also limiting purchases. The shortage of baby formula is partly due to a major production facility in Michigan being shut down as a result of a federal investigation into reports of contaminated products. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says more than 200 Ukrainian soldiers have finished the required training on howitzers given to them by the United States. Kirby adding more than 150 additional soldiers are being trained right now. This is USA Radio News. The FDA is issuing a warning regarding a COVID-19 vaccine.
U.S. regulators on Thursday strictly limited who can receive Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine due to the ongoing risk of rare but serious blood clots. FDA officials said in a statement that they decided to restrict J&J's vaccine after taking another look at the data on the risk of life-threatening blood clots within 2 weeks of vaccination. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police are increasing the reward for the capture of an Alabama corrections officer and the jailed killer she's accused of helping escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton saying the reward is now over $20,000 and he feels like their capture won't be easy.
I think this was a very well thought out plan and, you know we're sort of at a loss.
Singleton speculated the two whites, no relation, may have had a jailhouse romance. USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Live phones are open if you want to join the show. Here the number 603-283-6160. You can bring up anything you want. The number 603-283-6160. It doesn't have to be about the Bitcoin experiment there in El Salvador. In fact, if you have been listening recently, you might have heard the Central African Republic has become the second country on the face of the planet to also make Bitcoin legal tender.
The reason is they've got this prince there, and he's been trying to get his money out of the country for years, and nobody will help him.
Oh, yeah.
They did it. Even though like only 11% of the country has access to the internet, so it's one of the least interneted countries on the planet, they did change this, and now the IMF is mad at them for it.
So, you know, what's interesting about the Central African, Central African Republic. Yeah. What's interesting about that case is that I think they're actually connected to Russia's, acceptance of cryptocurrencies.
What do you mean?
With oil and using and the ruble demanding to be paid for oil in rubles.
You're saying
so there's a connection between the Central African Republic and Russia, and it's,
I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, they're really friendly. The two countries are very friendly, and as I understand it, it appears I'm speculating here a little bit, but it appears at a glance that. Basically, obviously it's not going to have that much of an effect on you know
the people
in the country, yeah. But it will have an effect on let's say the political class,
the ones that have money in the internet.
There's a lot of corruption, and Russia. There's a good reason why they're probably doing business with Russia because corruption different countries are corrupt.
They're kind of corrupt, but right, that's interesting. I hadn't heard that aspect to it.
I mean, the Ukraine managed to pay off Biden enough that he's willing to risk a nuclear war for him.
Yeah, that's true. It wouldn't surprise me if that were the case, though they are pissing off the powers that be, which, of course, would do anyway if you teamed up with Russia.
It plays right into Russia's hands. Because they're trying to get away from the dollar.
Right, and they're mandating that people who are unfriendly countries cannot pay with the dollar anymore, and that's coming soon. So we've been keeping an eye on that, and if that's an aspect to this, that's an interesting detail, because the IMF just came out, I think it was news.bitcoin.com, has a report about the Central African Republic being chastised by the International Monetary Fund, which is the IMF. Yeah. IMF got mad at El Salvador after they announced they were going to be legalizing Bitcoin. And so while I'm not a fan of the way El Salvador did that, it is still interesting to watch what is happening as a result with the fallout on sort of the international monetary scene. Now that's happening.
Think of this as like governments taking sides without making it too public.
Well, I mean, it's public, but it's not getting a lot of coverage, right?
Right, so it's sort of like saying we're going to side with Russia, not the United States, without actually saying they're siding with Russia.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
So we'll keep an eye on that situation as it develops. But that just started in Central African Republic. And again, only like 10 or 11% of the population even has internet access. Whereas in El Salvador, the bulk of the population does. According to the study here that I was actually just pulled up the actual 50-page study that was done, again, by an agency in Cambridge, Massachusetts, the National Bureau of Economic Research, surveying 1,800 people households down in El Salvador about their usage of Bitcoin, specifically via the Chivo app, which is the government-provided app down there in the last several months. And according to their numbers, it's about 67% of the population in El Salvador has access to a mobile phone, at the very least, with internet access. So a fairly large portion of the population does have internet, so they could easily use Bitcoin if they wanted to. There have been millions of downloads of the Chivo wallet, but a lot of those downloads have been uninstalled since the time that they were downloaded. And according to the research, many of these folks basically downloaded the wallet, got their free $30 worth of Bitcoin, changed the Bitcoin into dollars at the Bitcoin ATMs that they have there in the country, and then uninstalled the wallet and walked away.
So what's interesting about this case is we've seen something similar happen with, like, MIT, with studies that have been done there, and, giving away effectively cryptocurrency.
Bitcoin, to their students.
To their students. And it wasn't like, I don't think it was like the university doing that, but it was.
I remember
like,
that. That was years ago,
yeah, it was. Long, long time ago. But I remember going into the MIT bookstore at one point.
Oh, you physically went there?
Oh, yeah, multiple times over years. Mm-hmm. And one day I found out they weren't taking it anymore.
Oh, no.
And it was disappointing.
That is disappointing.
But
it's the Institute of Technology.
right, you would think, right? But I think some of this, it comes down to, one, you got to have more than just the MIT bookstore accepting it, for one. But two, if people don't actually have a reoccurring stream of crypto coming in, Bitcoin, or whatever, people are going to stop spending it, right? So, or they're going to stop accepting it, right? So, it's sort of a chicken and egg. I think it's sort of maybe a, I don't know if that's the right analogy, but chicken and egg.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's you know, and you know, the more people accept it, obviously, though,
it's just like a trinket. If you get it one time, and right. then you can do something with it one time, and then forget about it. Right,
right. Yeah, there are. I mean, and here's the thing: for people who are early adopters, which is, I think, everybody who's using crypto at this point is an early, was what I would refer to as an
Absolutely.
Early adopter. You know. It's
even though we're 13 years in, it's still early.
It took more than 50 years, I think, or 40 or 50 years for credit cards to
catch on.
You know, to really catch on, right? So, you know, 13 mm-hmm. years is nothing in the scheme right. of technology, you know, in some instances. So, especially when it comes to something like this. But the one thing that cryptocurrency has that nothing else in the world has, pretty much, is widespread adoption around the world.
Correct. Yeah.
You know, U.S. dollars, I mean, okay, U.S. dollars are more widely accepted around the world than any other currency. But the point that I'm trying to make here is
kill you
there's what's number two? What's number two probably in terms of acceptance? Where
Bitcoin.
Else? Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's more widely. It's very spread out, but it's more widely accepted.
Yeah, you can go to almost any country on the planet and you're going to find some people, some businesses who are willing
exactly.
to accept Bitcoin.
And this is one of the reasons why. This is what's interesting about my business. Is because we have our customer base, about half is in the United States, half is outside the United States. We have a lot of people from around the world, you know, spending cryptocurrencies with us. And it's because our user base is spread out and it's right. easier to do a cryptocurrency transaction.
And you don't have to do international exchanges of
right,
currencies
right.
and pay off the banks for
right.
that.
Anyway, this is like one of these things where sometimes people don't necessarily understand the value of it initially, but
sure,
as
not.
Things develop, you know, those things begin to, you know, more and more people realize it. You know, sometimes the manipulation can kind of wear off when you actually realize that there's why are people still using it, you know.
You try and send some money to some Canadian truckers and
right, exactly.
go fraud and he steals it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And until people see why we need cryptocurrency, like as in the case of the trucker situation, yeah. they don't really, you know.
A real use case beyond just, you can go get $30 in cash out.
Exactly, exactly.
That's according to the study here. 39.34%, so not quite 4 out of 10 people, continued to use Chivo after using the $30. So in order to encourage people to actually download this app, because they couldn't force the whole country to do it, they had to incentivize it. So they gave a $30 bonus away, $30 worth of Bitcoin, could be yours if you're an El Salvadoran who downloaded this app. You have to show an ID or whatever. And of course, it was rife with fraud. People were defrauding the system left and right, you know, using IDs, fake IDs or whatever, right? Like there was a bunch of that went on.
Kind of like what happened with the U.S. government and was it the PayPal protection program? Or, well, all of those government programs during COVID.
Oh, God. The giveaways.
Yeah, money, the government didn't do any checking on, like, you know,
just signing checks.
Giving people money.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of that money actually went to people with jobs.
And this is the thing. This is the problem with government doing these sorts of programs. It's
sure.
government that's the problem. It's not a right wing. It's not a left wing. It's government, period.
But only about 4 out of 10 continued to use the app at all, whether they use
that's
it for,
still pretty good,
for
though.
Dollars. But not all of them use it for crypto. Some
that's
of them
true.
Kept using it for dollars. But as you pointed out, some people did get turned on Bitcoin because of this, and so that is a success at some level. It was
Absolutely.
A costly success because they did spend a lot of taxpayer money on this to
Sure.
pay for that Bitcoin.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. Phones are open. We're talking about the Chivo wallet, the government Bitcoin wallet down in El Salvador. And look,
government Bitcoin wallet.
Yeah,
those are words that I never expected to be put together in that order in a single sentence.
You think Satoshi Nakamoto ever saw that one coming?
I think he rolled over in his grave, even if he's not dead.
Yeah, I think there's a good chance he's dead at this point, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe.
Who isn't these days?
Yeah. So the story here that we're sharing with you is from El Salvador, looking at the last several months of what has happened with the El Salvador Chivo wallet. Chivo means cool, but a lot of people don't think it's that cool. They downloaded the wallet only to get a $30 worth of Bitcoin. Essentially an incentive that they were delivered, presuming that all the hoops were jumped and everything worked correctly. And in a lot of cases, the wallet didn't work correctly at all, and they had to call customer service, which, of course, barely existed.
Was there customer service for the wallet?
It was hard to get a hold of, apparently, from what I understand. I mean, it's government, right?
Yeah.
So, like, you know, how great's the service going to be? But according to the survey done here with over 1,800 households in El Salvador, asking them about their experience with Chivo, after the $30 bonus, the $30 worth of Bitcoin bonus, which, again, most people just cashed out and walked away, uninstalled the wallet, how many people actually use the wallet to load further value in, right, to actually go? How many people went to the hundreds of Bitcoin vending machines that they had installed by a private company all around El Salvador, went to a vending machine, and actually put money into the vending machine, put dollars in, and then got Bitcoin loaded onto their wallet?
I wonder if it would have made any difference if they had made it easy to spend but difficult to cash out. And the reason...
That's a terrible idea.
Well, why is that? Hold on. The reason that...
Because liquidity is absolutely vital to people. Nobody wants to get stuck with value in one place that's needed somewhere else.
And they can't do it.
They can't get it from here to there.
I understand
that's
what you're saying.
Banker thinking.
So, anyway, let me explain why. So, the reason I'm wondering if that would have changed the outcome is because it keeps it circulating, effectively, if it's hard to get out. Because if it's easier to spend, than it is to, cash out the dollars, you might have seen more circulation and more people still having currency and cryptocurrency and still using it now, as opposed to if it's easy to get out.
If you want Bitcoin to circulate, pay people in it.
Right. I'm not disagreeing with you, but ultimately, I'm more thinking about like how it might have impacted.
The government pays a lot of people if they. I don't know what their government does, but if they started paying their employees in Bitcoin, those employees would be motivated to find things to do with that Bitcoin.
It's a good question. I'm curious if they are paying in crypto. I suspect not.
I've not heard anything about that.
I haven't either. But the other thing that would be curious is what their population to bureaucracy, ratio is. Because ultimately, like in the U.S., and certain countries have really high ratios. Like most of the population is employed in Brazil by government. All right.
Really?
Something like that. Okay. Or at least all the good jobs. Right. So.
Jeez.
Good is in quotes, but yeah. But some countries, that are very impoverished may have a lower, because they just don't have the money, a lower, less bureaucracy, let's say. Mm-hmm. So there's fewer employees. So I'm kind of curious where the situation is with El Salvador.
To go back to Nobody's point about the closing the system, I gotta agree with him. Like if you were to do what you're talking about, which is to essentially de-incentivize people from taking the value out of the Bitcoin, then Bitcoin's the wrong crypto for this, number one, because if you take that $30 worth of Bitcoin and you send it once, well, now you might have $29.50 worth of Bitcoin because of the damn network fees. And then you send it again, you might have $28.70 of Bitcoin.
Bitcoin's the wrong crypto for it.
Right, so maybe.
You'd only be able to send it around so many times before you go to zero.
It gets more complicated than that because remember, they did implement the Lightning Network. And
true.
They did. If it's maintaining it within its own wallet for the most part,
then it's all
going to have
database.
Yeah, that's
a good point.
So, I'm not saying that they should have done that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just thinking if people had wallets, and I don't know, if the wallet just didn't have like easy functionality to cash out, it would have made people jump through more hoops, which means they maybe would have been more likely to spend it, and then people,
and
businesses
less
would have
likely
more of it
to want it.
And have,
and how is money defined? Money is defined as that one commodity that everybody wants.
Yeah, nobody changed my mind about this. That's the way that the Bitcoin vending machines used to be set up here in Keene, was there was no two-way machines, but eventually the church ended up installing a couple of two-way machines. And then, unfortunately, the government came and stole them.
Yeah.
I mean, thereafter.
And I think, it's you also have the thing is, like, If that had happened, right, you would have ended up with businesses which would have had more crypto, which means they might have been able to pay employees in crypto or partially in crypto. Whereas if you're only getting a little bit of crypto and most people are converting to dollars.
Well, the reality was most people weren't converting to dollars. And that was kind of the interesting result was after installing that feature,
so what's the
it hardly ever happened.
So nobody converted to dollars?
Very rarely.
I didn't convert to dollars. I hate dollars.
Well, not you. We're talking about
the other nobody.
No, we're talking about El Salvador.
No, I was talking about here in Keene.
Oh, no, I'm talking about El Salvador now. So in El Salvador,
a ton of people converted to dollars.
Right, and that's mm-hmm. right.
But that's because they gave away millions of dollars worth of crypto just as an incentive to get people in.
Now, the other way to get people on board with crypto, and it's actually good both ways because it saves you a pain in the butt if you're a person who goes out of your way to acquire crypto, which is offer a crypto discount. Imagine if the IRS said, we'll take 10% off your taxes if you pay in Bitcoin.
Well, I know that Mighty Moose Smart, I believe, offers a 9% discount, I think, or something like that here in Keene. So there are some businesses that have done that.
Yeah,
and it makes sense, because if you want to buy Bitcoin on the street without doing a lot of dirty dancing for some exchange over your webcam, then you're going to pay several points over the supposed Bitcoin spot price, which is only a spot price for the connected.
My company does something interesting, actually. It's not a discount. It's an offer, more or less. But we offer free shipping if you pay with crypto.
That's a discount.
Yeah.
In a way.
It's usually not free, is it?
It's not like a coupon code.
I mean, you're not charging
it. Is, I guess it's sort of a discount, but it's more...
Given one purchase versus another purchase, cash versus crypto, one's going to be higher than the other. So it is, in that way, a total sale, a discount on the total sale, not the items specifically.
Yeah.
But that's cool. Over at thinkpenguin.com.
Yeah. So certainly, you know, there's... And
so therefore, on a non-shippable item like VPN service, you don't get a break.
True. That would be true. The reason... And it's interesting because...
Although you could, if you wanted, give a break for VPN, right?
Yeah, maybe, but to the way the system works,
you can't.
Yeah,
too much of a pain.
But yeah, no, I mean, and what's kind of cool about that too is it's actually a really large amount, like as a percentage. If you're buying something like a $50 item or something like that,
right?
Because the shipping is disproportionately expensive.
Sure.
But then on something where we don't have a large profit margin on, we have a very small profit margin, like a computer. Well, the shipping usually is going to be like $20-$30, so it's not as a percentage going to be a problem.
That's cool.
And that's actually the reason we do it that way, as opposed to offering like a 5% or a 9% discount. Because we actually can't do more than like a 7% discount. So
hardware, there's not a lot of room.
Low margins on hardware. Yeah.
So things haven't gone according to plan. Chivo's launch was plagued with functionality and security issues, though around half of the Salvadorans surveyed have downloaded Chivo to date, with about 40% of the downloads happening in September, right when it launched. Around 61% of those have abandoned Chivo after withdrawing their $30 worth of crypto sign-up incentive, according to the Bureau of Economic Research. Only 1.6% of all remittances were received in Bitcoin via digital wallets in February of this year. And they're calling this a failure, but that's still progress. If you go from 0 to 1.6% of all remittances, and again, for listeners that don't know, a remittance is people sending money from outside of El Salvador into somebody in El Salvador. Traditionally, it's been Western Union, MoneyGram, whatever the other ones are around the planet that allow you to do that. So they've replaced 1.6% of their business.
Yeah. There's one more reason to support cryptocurrencies. And anybody who's ever, been on the lower end of the income bracket,
I'm still there.
Yeah. One of the benefits is if you have cryptocurrency and you can avoid the banks, and the banks charge a fee if you don't have enough money in your account, whereas cryptocurrency, you don't have that problem.
That's
right. So you can buy stuff online and things like that.
Lots of reasons to get into crypto. Go to Bitcoin.com. Click Get Started at the top of the page to learn more. If you want the rest of this story, I'll post it over at social.freetalklive.com. Check out Chris at freedomtocrypto.com for his show that he does on Saturdays.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever.
mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.